Gufa, Tana, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the challenge, if you do the whole
where, Gufa?
Five lines from the bottom of the page. That's Lam Ches. The first thing is no cell phone. So it's the erste Zach. Otherwise, we don't have a chance.
Okay.
Lamed Ches Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kufa.
Yes.
See, Kufa. Okay, we're learning now all about the laws of Birchas. The entire daf is all about Birchas Kohanim.
Okay.
Kufa. Tana Abba Breja Durav Min Yamin Bar Chia. Am Shachori HaKohanim Einu Bechlal Baracha. When the Kohanim give the Baracha, Birchas Kohanim, the picture over here, let's say the Arun Kodesh. Let's say the Kohanim that are sitting in front of this Arun Kodesh. And they do the duchening.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, I'm listening.
And they're duchening. So let's say there's a guy that's behind them. A guy that's like, let's say it's sitting by where the Amud is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're all sitting in front of your Arun HaKodesh, and there's the people that are behind, that are on the side.
You
on
see
the
it
sides.
All the time, yeah.
Are they nichlal in the bracha Birchas Kohanim?
But didn't we say they have to be facing?
Yes, yeah, we did. Okay. So he says over here the halacha. Tana Abba Breder Av Yamin Baruch Am. The people, Shachorei Kohanim, Einem Bichlal Bracha. They do not get the Bracha. Well. The sheet, of course. Now, then the final, I'm upset, sir, period. Now, the Mori says, let's say they're blessing, and in between their blessing, there are a lot of the shul's jam-packed.
Sorry.
Okay, the shul's jam-packed. And there are some very, very tall people in the front, right in front of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say standing around, let's say make sure the shul's jam-packed. And behind, all the way in by the back wall, there are some midgets. Some very, very small, short people, and in front of them are very, very big people. It's jam packed. So l'chayra, when the Kohanim give the bracha, the bracha they're giving is being blocked by the people in the back who are short, and their faces cannot see the Kohanim. So l'chayra, they're not going to get the bracha because they should be no different than the people that are behind them. It doesn't people that are sitting behind the Kohanim. If you have people behind the Kohanim not going to get the bracha, the people in front of the Kohanim who are blocked. Mm-hmm. They're blocked. So l'chor, they also should not get the bracha. Mm-hmm. They have many layers of people. They have very tall people and short people. So the short people are not able to see the Kohanim. If they would, mm-hmm. Even though we have a minute that you don't look at the Kohanim, mm-hmm. But theoretically speaking, if they would want to look at the Kohanim, they would not be able to see, so they should not get the bracha.
Right.
So he says over here, Kohanim, so he says, Atana Abba Barbara, Pashat. Aricha means tall people. Biape Gutsi that are standing there in front of short people. So tall people are blocked. The short people loy mafseke. Okay, so
it's not a problem.
They're not a hefsek. What about the teva? Let's say the teva, we call the teva bimo. That's not really accurate. The teva really means the Aron HaKodesh. Let's say the Aron HaKodesh is in the middle of the room, whatever the reason is, and the people that are getting the bracha, they're being blocked by the Aron HaKodesh, so they cannot see the Kohanim give the bracha because in there's a hefsek.
He said to mechitza mafseke.
No, so that teva loy mifseke. No, that's
oh,
that,
I'm
no,
sorry.
That's the next case. That's also not a hefsek.
Why? What's the pshat?
Why? Because okay. the Torah is, I guess.
It's not physical. From the middle.
Okay, very good. Oh, you're saying very good. You said it very good for us. You see, it was kedai to come tonight. No, you mamish. You said a hezbo. No one says this on the page. You see. You have your chidush Torah.
What is it called? Ainam in a midah. Yeah.
That if you
represents the Aaron.
If you put the
Aaron,
if you go, let's say, I'll tell you what it means. Like this, Azoy. Let's say between here and here, is 20 amas. 20 amas. So if you put the Aaron over here, and now you go from here to here, how much? So how much? So if you go and you would measure, you would know. Let's say from here, here's the room, until the break over here. From here to here is how much?
20 amas.
Am I in the right? Michelle, make sure that Michelle Lehman is not on. Am I in the right shear? I'm in the right shear. Good. The right zoom. Usually comes. Oh, Mr. Goldberg is here. Okay.
So here's 20 amas. Yeah.
So let's say it's 20 amas. So let's say it's 20. Here, from here to here. Is 20 amas. Let's say I would put the aron over here. Now the aron takes up space. It was an am and a half by 2.5 amas. Yet if I would measure from here to here, it would be 10 amas. Mm-hmm. And from here to here would be 10 amas, which is how much? 20 amas. In other words, the aron did not take up any space. So you just said a very good word. It was kedai to come tonight to the shir to hear the chiddush. Then why talk is the teva not am hefsek? Because since we have a principle that the aron is enim and hamida, memela, even though physically it's blocking between the Kohanim, it's physically blocking. You want to welcome to the Bet Midrash. You okay?
I'm okay. It's just it's a heavy Gemara. I'm trying to turn all the way to the back of the Gemara. I'm looking for the Saita.
Don't turn to the Riff of the Rush. You're learning the Riff of the Rush. Learn the Talmud. Okay, so they say so what are we saying over here?
Here's another. Yeah. Usually put it on top.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Okay. Good enough.
Where are you holding now?
Lamed Ches and Beis.
We're learning about Birchas Kohanim. There's no Saita over here. There's no Saita
okay,
tonight.
Okay. Nee, you want to cover the Amud, the Blas.
The whole Daf, right? So therefore, it's
not on Hefsik.
Two
okay.
things. So that one is, tall people are not Hefsik. Arichi b'yapigit guti leimavski. Tevo loim mifsika. What about Mechitza Mai? What about a partition? Let's say you put up a mechitz. You think over here, there's mechitz in the shul over here, and the mechitz go between the kohanim and the people. So what is the halach? Is it a hefsek or not in the shul? Toshma, the Yom Rav Yishuv Levi, afilu mechitz shel barzel inam afsek.
But that's ruchnias. That's talking about ruchnias. There's no barrier.
Okay,
there's not a physical.
I don't know what the answer is.
It's interesting, but
I don't know what you're saying. So what about the teva is also not physical? Teva. So you same yemitz that you gave. The teva is also a physical. That's mafsek. But you said you saw it. The teva represents symbolically. The teva represents Torah, the Or HaKodesh, the Or HaKodesh, Or HaKodesh, Eben Amida. So the same answer that you, the goyim, the tzaddik,
I hear what you're saying.
Mekubal,
but this is interesting.
The Rebbe.
Okay.
You ever know of a guy that's a Rebbe and a Chassid?
Ni.
Yeah. This
what?
Fellow over here.
Ni. Daf.
Weiter. So if I feel I'm
the Rebbe doesn't want you going off on a tangent. He wants you to say the Gemara.
No, he says he wants to cover the whole
daf. We're having the daf challenge.
He's not coming Monday and Tuesday. You're aware of that, Ron?
Not going to be.
He's not coming Monday and Tuesday.
Why is that?
I have to go away to another planet.
Yeah.
Another date. Sorry to disappoint. I don't have a date. Sorry.
Terrible disappointment.
So he's going to resume Wednesday. Nay. Okay.
So to go tomorrow to Aryeh and the next day to go to Aryeh.
All right, the next
two days
are going to be with Aryeh.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. Next night,
Aryeh Victor.
All right. This guy, he learns the daf twice a day. He's a big
more. Tzaddik. He knows.
I get to the
mechitz amai. So mechitz amai.
Depends on the next Gemara.
Let's say when the Kohanim they bless the people. So we just finished learning. The people that are standing behind are not improving the bracha. Let's say on the sides. Let's say they're going azoy, yivarech, echa. The people that are mamish on the sides. Okay, mamish 90 degrees each way. Okay, are they included in the blessing?
They're included.
Who says they're included?
I learned the Gemara already.
Who you learn with? Who taught it to you?
I don't remember. One of the
Rabbis. Aryeh Victor.
Online?
Online, yeah.
Resnick. He's very good.
Oh, there's another market share.
He's a very fast talker.
He's very good. Good by Masber. He's Clarkard. He's very good. Mm-hmm. A lot of good. He's a young guy. Fine. Uh-huh. Always good to go to the young guys.
At the end of his share, he said, everyone should have a wonderful day. Every share, he says the same thing at the end.
Wonderful day.
Yeah.
You made it to the end of the year.
Okay,
so where are we going on the sides?
My home.
What about let's start the people on the sides? What is Allah?
This is talking about Zrika.
We're going over to the Paraduma water. And this Allah that not everyone knows. It's good that you came to the daf. Good thing I came because everyone knows halacha.
The schav,
when the person is tamei and the kohen gadol and the kohen has to sprinkle the water.
If you sprinkle the water behind you, it's a puzzle.
But you know, the kohen when he sprinkles, he has to have kavanah for who he sprinkles. It's not enough to automate it. We'll automate the process.
So where do you see where the fuck?
The kohen has to sprinkle. So let's say when the kohen sprinkles, somehow he's a little clumsy. And when he sprinkles the water, he sprinkles the wrong way, and the water goes behind him.
And that person happens to need. He
needs.
I'm looking for a kohen to sprinkle me so I can go in the base of Mikdash.
He needs. Why would you go to the base of Mikdash? It's very dangerous.
So what's the pshat? It's not good because he was not aware or he wasn't facing him.
I don't know what the makar is. Rashi here does not tell us the source for this. But the halach is he has to be just like when it comes to birchas kohanim. Just like when it comes to birchas kohanim, you have to sprinkle. difficult. You have to bless in front of you. Yivarech.
But he has in mind everybody in the shul.
It doesn't matter. It's a gezeres hakosef. It's a gezeres hakosef that when you give the brachos kohanim, the only ones that get the bracha are the people that are in front.
And the rye is from the spritzing? From the
No. There's another halacha. There's a halacha. I don't know where the halacha is. It's a gezeres hakosef. Maybe it's a halacha of Moshe Sinai. The zelbezach. When it comes to the paraduma, when you sprinkle the water, it's only kosher sprinkling only if the object that you are sprinkling is in front of you. But if the object that you are sprinkling is behind you, it's no good. So we see a parallelism over here.
Yes.
We have two halachas. We have Birchas Kehanim, and we have Hazor of the coin, the paraduma water.
Okay.
They both share the same principle. You have to sprinkle, you have to do it in front. Bless those that are in front and sprinkle in the front. So
let's see the Mishnah.
What is our dilemma? Is the people on the side, on the tzaddik. So therefore, since we've already established, so we do not know what the halach is with regard to Birchos Kehanim. The Gemara says, but Birchos Kehanim should be no different than the other halacha that you that the object must be in front of you, namely Paraduma. And just like over there, it's good. The people on the side, if you sprinkle 90
as
degrees,
as long as not in the back,
right? Uh-huh. So too, we have a right to assume that when it comes to Birchos Kehanim on the side, it's also going to be good. Mm-hmm. We have a right to make that assumption.
So let's see the Mishnah. What do you see?
So
from
we have the
Toshma, the Tnan.
Toshma, the Tnan. Mischavin la'azos lefonav. If you have intent to sprinkle in front, and then the water has a life of its own. V'hiza le'acharav, and the water went backwards. Or you had intent, la'acharav, intent to sprinkle behind you, v'hiza lifonav, and the water went in front of you. Guess what? It's no good. Hazaasai
pesula. Whatever his attempt was,
there are two conditions. There are two conditions. You have to have kavana to sprinkle in front of you, and you have to actually sprinkle someone in front of you. But let's say, now comes what's relevant to our discussion, our sugya.
So the child, it doesn't matter front or back, he has to have kavana.
Both. No, it does make a difference. Because if he has kavana.
But he's in the front and he spritzes, he wants to spritz only in the back, and he gets it in the front, it's not good.
Exactly. So you have to have kavana.
It has nothing to do whether he sees or not.
There are two conditions.
Who he has in mind.
No. There are two conditions that have to be met. Number one, physically, the object must be in front of you, and number two, you have to have kavana for that object.
Oh, I got it. Okay,
two conditions.
Since he didn't have it, his intention wasn't
now,
the front. Okay.
That is not relevant to our discussion. Now comes the point that is relevant.
It's studen.
I have kavana. There's an object that's exactly 90 degrees to the side, and I have kavana. I want to sprinkle it exactly there. I have kavana, and I can see from the corner of my eye, and I sprinkle over there. So I'm facing this way. I'm looking at this tzaddik, and I am.
So the Mishnah is mashed
this way.
The Mishnah is mashed from
the. It's good.
That's done. It is good, but
it's good. So just like it's good by paraduma.
What is it saying?
It's good. It says. Let's say I have intent. I have intent to sprinkle lefanav. Okay, I didn't say it really correctly. I have intent to sprinkle in front of me. But what happens? V'hize al tzedadin. And the water goes 90 degrees.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha when it comes to paraduma? Or all the way around.
No.
All the way.
Again, the Schavel has his lefanav. Start again from the mission.
The beginning of the band. So no.
Start the beginning from side.
Mischaven lahazos lefanav. What is the halach? And then the hiza leach.
Right. It accidentally went right.
No good.
And Rashi says kalim.
No good. Even though there were kalim that were needed.
In the other way.
Next case. Let's. I had intent to sprinkle behind me.
Only leachrof.
And then by mistake I ended up hiza lefanav. What is the halacha? It's no good in both of these cases.
Now.
Next case. But that's not relevant to our discussion.
Yeah.
This is what is relevant. Lefanav. I have intent to sprinkle lefanav. V'hiza al tzedadin. Shebefanav. Which basically means the front half.
Right.
90 degrees going forward.
So he says,
not 90 degrees. So now follow through. So just like by Paraduma, you have the halacha that you must go sprinkle in front of you, but yet we just finished on that bidi, that it's also okay that if you have kavana to go in front, whatever is on the side is also going to be good.
Yeah.
So too, when it comes to Birchas Kehanim, even though I'm required that they should be in front of me, but b'di'avad, anyone on the side is going to be included as well. We make a, because they both have the same halacha. Okay. The halacha they share in common is you have to be in front. And we have a dilemma when it comes to Birchas Kehanim, but we have a bride that tells us that by Paradum it's good on the sides. We have a right to assume that that same principle will be true when it comes to Para, when it comes to Birchas Kehanim.
You have time to learn the Rashi, you're going to skip it.
We're going to skip the Rashi.
Okay,
we have time, we'll come back and do the Rashi. So okay. I prepare all the Rashi. I know which ones are the Geshmach. There is an incredible Rashi on other days that we have to do, okay? And if we're not going to go fast, then we're not going to be able to do it. We have to
put, no klutz kashes.
We got to go put the
metal. So you want to learn the Rashi now?
The metal, no, I want to go do the Gemara now.
Okay,
you got to put the metal, the pedal to the metal.
I'm a rubber of
honey. Do you have a speed when you drive?
Speed?
Yeah.
You're digressing.
I was sometimes once going.
Sometimes I try to get through a red light, you know.
Oh, that's very bad. Red lights are very bad.
Okay, listen.
Very
bad. Duff.
Someone got called over and told the cop. The cop says, "What are you going 95 miles an hour? 655 mile an hour zone." So he says, I thought when it said 55, that was the minimum.
Okay, daf.
You don't like that? Vital.
Yeah, I love it.
Vital. Amarav, barav huna, kevan shniftach sefer Torah. Once the sefer Torah is opened, also l'saper afilu b'dvar halacha.
I mean, even before you start laning, that's
once
what he's saying here?
I don't know.
When you open the sefer Torah, before
you're
you
not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to talk. Shnemar, even b'dvar halacha, shnemar, we learn from uve pischoy amdu kol am. It says that when they opened up the
sefer, where was
this part? This is by Ezra. Okay, this is going by. They went and they read. They made it. They read from the Sefer Torah. The Ezra brought them all
what
together.
What is Kemal Kolam Hayom?
What?
It says V'yifch Ezra Sefer Ein Kolam.
When they opened up, when they opened up the Sefer Torah and they read the Sefer Torah.
What is Kemal Kolam?
Kemal Kolam Hayom. It was above the people.
Hayom Kepischoy.
Kepischoy. When they opened up, he read from the Ezra read from the Sefer Torah. When he read from the Sefer Torah, the people they were quiet.
So what do you mean Kepischoy Amdu Kolam?
When he opened up to read, Amdu does not mean they stood. In this context, it means they were silent.
I got it. Okay.
They were quiet. How do you know the word Omad means silence?
Nay.
It doesn't mean to stand physically.
Nay.
How do you know? Okay, there are things that you have to stand, like Sira Soimer. You know, you're supposed to. I didn't know this.
You didn't know that?
Stand.
The Rambam says because
Koma.
Like, right.
Al Tikri Koma. Ela Koma.
Right.
When you say the bracha of Sfira Soimer, you're obligated to stand.
Yeah. It's not ma'akev. I mean, you're still Yaitse.
I didn't know that. Because it's a drasha. It says Koma. Koma means the standing grain. The standing grain. Chazal make a drasha. Al Tikri Koma. Ela Koma. Al Tikri Koma. Sorry, look around.
Koma.
Doesn't mean standing grain. It means Koma, that a person should stand when he recites the counting of the Omer.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
He knows everything. I don't know anything.
Next.
I didn't know that.
Some
people,
when they count the Omer, it takes them like 10 minutes to count the Omer, you know? It's like longer than
Shemichot. My father
used to do it also. Remember my father used to do it? He used to also sing it. My father did a very long L'Shemichot. My father was a litvak and he did a very long. How do you know the word amida means shtika?
Did your father wear tefillin on chalamot?
He did not. No.
Oh, he.
V'yachalti ki lo yidaberu. V'yachalti.
Wait.
I waited. Ki lo yidaberu because they did not speak. Ki amdu. Ki. Oh, this is a pasuk. What are you saying? V'yachalti. This is an Eoyv. They came to be Menachem Avolim. And he says, V'yichalti, I just waited, ki lo yida beru. The people who came to visit me did not speak. And now, the second half of the Pasuk is a parallel to the first half of the Pasuk. And it says, ki amdu, they were silent, loy onu, and they did not speak up. From the context,
it sounds a bit redundant.
But that's the poetic expression. From the context of this passage, it's very clear.
What's your excuse for not coming tomorrow night?
I have to go to a Lag BaOmer party.
You have to? This is more important than learning.
I have to go.
You can't show up later? At 9:30?
I am going to show up later, but I have to be there. I have to be there. I'm sorry, I have to be there. It's the right thing to do.
So what happens if you start a bit earlier?
You want to learn earlier tomorrow night?
Sure.
Where is it going to be?
Maybe we'll talk about that.
If we start at 8 o'clock, and we left 9, and you could be there on time for
maybe
the kugel.
We'll talk about it. Maybe we'll see. Maybe it's a good idea. It's a good
idea. It's a chaval.
Let's go. It says by Eoiv, Job. Job.
So you see, Amba means quiet. Okay.
The Chalti, I waited. Ki loy yedaber, because the people did not speak.
Yeah.
And then there's a repetition. Ki amdu, they were silent. Yeah. Loy anu. So what do we learn from this over here? Oh, v'loy anu, they no longer, they had nothing to say to me.
Yeah.
Now, what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn that the word amdu means silence.
Okay.
Silence. So now when it says by Ezra, he opened up the Sefer Torah. He opened it up, and the people immediately umdu, they stood.
So the chiddush is even
it
before you start laying
right. Once you open up the sefer, so the or haTorah, the or of the Torah comes out. You have to be quiet. Next piece of Gemara.
What about in the middle of Elias?
It's certainly awesome. It's worse.
The Bach's is lenient with the Mishaberach, and you're allowed to learn looking at sefer, but not
but
surely not
open
to speak.
The sefer Torah when the person is Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavaruch Hu. Open the sefer Torah. It is also to
send Ben Gavla Gavra. It says one should not. Yeah.
Rabbi Zera Amar Abchista Mehach have a different source to teach you when the opening of the Oznav called the Ozne Kol Ha'am El Sefer HaTorah. Same topic, the same context of Ezra HaSofer. He was reading the Sefer Torah to the people, and it says there that the people, the ears of the people were attentive. They were listening carefully to the words of the Torah. Next Gemara. Okay, we now come to a new Gemara.
So, but this is a very very important halacha. Is it what, from when they take out and they unravel and they open the sefer, or it means when they start laning? Because it seems like
when they open this, that's exactly what it says. They go when they open the
before
sefer
laning.
Torah.
Before laning. It says he brings another pasuk. Their ears were
that is going back on upaschu. It's going back when they open the pasuk first begins uve pischoy.
Oh, I see.
So
it's
when
a
it says that their ears were attentive, means even before they started to read.
Okay.
Okay. Now we go to new Gemara. V'yamar Rav Levi, call a coin not all yodov lo yisra escapes. The coin did not wash his hands. Did not, you know, they all go out when they after they finish kedusha. So all the kohanim they run for the door. They run. You notice that the kohanim run outside into the hallway to go have who washes their hands. The levim wash their hands. Let's say there are no Levites, who washes their hands. The bechayrim. Let's say there's no bechayrim who washes. No. The shamus. The Shamus Pesach Knesset, he washes their hands. So the Kohen, they go, let's say a Kohen did not wash his hands. They just forgot. He's sitting there in Shalit, spaced out. And now they come to Ritzei. And now all of the Kohanim are about to ascend. And he did not wash his hands. Is he allowed to ascend?
He's not allowed to.
Halacha l'maaseh, he is. You know why? Because he went to wash his hands in the morning. He washed his hands and Netila in the morning. But if he went to the bathroom, but if he touched a part of his body that he knows is a fact, that he has to wash his hands and he's not allowed to. If he doesn't know, Stami is spaced out. And he's davening. And then the Abtur would say, Oy Gewalt, I forgot to go wash my hands. The halacha is, as long as he does not know for sure that he touched part of his body, which would require him to wash his hands, he's going to ascend. But if he knows for a fact that he touched part of the body that he has to normally wash his hands, even though once you do it, you don't make a bracha anymore.
I'll remember that if I ever become
you're not allowed to go to the duchen without washing your hands.
What about if he scratched his head? He knows he scratched his head.
It's a scratching ear.
I asked Rav Shmendel once, a pillow.
What
did
he say?
He quoted Rabbi Yashiv.
Yeah.
It's a chiddush neider. He says, today, since we're accustomed to taking showers and baths, so this thing about
there's no zero. There's no zero. Okay, I hear. It's makel.
It's makel.
But if you touch a part of your body that's ordinarily covered, then you have to wash your hands. No shalom to talk about. Then you cannot duchen. Lift up your hands. Kodesh uvarcha Hashem. Really
meaning in washing?
This year.
What do you see from him?
Su means nisias kapayim. You lift up your hands, meaning it's a reference to duchening.
But what do you see about washing? You have to wash before.
Kodesh means your hands shall be holy.
Interesting.
Your hands, how do you sanctify your hands? By washing your hands. Lift up your hands in holiness and bless Ubaruch, and only then bless Hashem.
Okay.
I do that before I make a mighty.
So, you say this broad pasuk?
Yeah, that's what I also say it.
You wash your hands and you lift up your hands like this. And you say, Su'u Yidich Kodesh Uvaruch Hu'es Hashem. You say with Hashem's name?
Yeah.
You say Yudke Vavke?
Yeah.
He says Yudke
Vavke. Because I think it's a pasuk, isn't it? A complete pasuk?
Yes. Su'u Yidich Kodesh Uvaruch Hu'es. You say Yudke Vavke. And then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Elochim Masher Kedeshon B'mitzvah Al Netila Asem. And then you dry them. You dry your hands after you wash. You don't first dry and then you wash. You dry your hands after you make
the
bracha.
I asked the over this, Yasin. The drying is part of. That's
right,
what it
right,
says.
Yeah. He's also dry. Well, the first person I ever saw do this was the Chabad.
The what?
I saw so nishtoy, so nisragish. He lifted up his hands. He washed. And Baruch, Su'u Yidichem Kodesh Uvaruch Hu'es Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem.
It says you have to lift up your hands.
Right. I never saw someone do this. I never saw someone do this to lift up the hands.
I've done that.
So
it's a tremendous.
The first time I saw someone do this.
The
Litvaks don't do this. The Litvaks, you know.
Nobody's brought that in the Kadmonim. It's a school of the Hashpaz. You have to go like this. Just like you see by bait. You know, by Pesach Zedech, people lift up their hands.
Yeah. Vayit in the Gemara. Okay. So therefore, that we learned this halacha today. Yeah, now you know that you have to wash your hands. There's some shuls. It used to be that by Gedolei Yisrael who are kohanim, they would bring the water to them in the shul. Did you ever see that?
No.
You have a very chashva kohen.
In the sukkah,
and they bring in a gold measure of the rubber. They make the rubber be a kohen. They come with a gold bowl, and they bring it to do chazar sashatz. And he washes in the shul, and the Levi washes and in the shul during Chazash, in the shul itself, as a kibbut. I think the shach, they did this for.
Yeah.
The Gedolei Yisrael, so they would come, they wash it inside the shul.
Next.
Okay, now we go to a new Gemara. Now you want to find the Gemara. Next. Shalu Talmidim Shabbat Lotus. This is a very famous Gemara. Okay, Shalu Talmidim Shabbat Lotus. And Ben Shamua Bameh Herachti Yamim. And Rabbi Lotus was a Zokin. He lived a very long life. Do we know exactly how long he was when he died? What is over here in the Masifta?
Mordechai, what did you say, Mordechai?
No, I'm reading over here the Masifta Gemara. How old was he? How old was he when he died? How old was? We're reading over here. Shalu Talmidim, Oitz Yud. How old is he? Rebbe Sifah Chassidim Shekosav in Yisrael Talmud Chacham Shoyach Yom Da'al Lucha Shochosav Tegdukim Al Chaveyot B'Devar Shem Kisuyim B'Torah. Look at that. Okay.
The what?
He doesn't say how old he was though. He doesn't say he was
anyway,
an old man.
Yeah.
Shalu Talmid of S. Rebbe Eloz Ben Shemua B'Ameh Herachta Yamim. In what Zuchos? Very could I read this Rashi? This Rashi is a very beautiful Rashi. B'Ameh Herachta Yamim Eze Zuchos B'Yodcha Sherachta Yamim. Long life, it depends on merit. Does not depend on go to the center of longevity. This the center. Come to.
But doesn't it say? One time, Zayin Chusatalia Ela Bamazel.
Ooh, that's some good kasha.
No, it just occurred to me. Yeah.
So it means. So the answer L'chayr is that Shema Yigur Machet. The Mazel could be they can have a very long life, but Yigur Machet you need a Zuchus to overcome it. It's a combination.
Okay.
It's a combination. So a person he needs.
A person can have a Zuchus. Also Shema Yigur Machet. You know that some Zuchet could cancel the Zuchus.
Oh.
I mean Shabur brings it, washing with lots of water.
Shema Yigur Machet
brings a Shiras.
Yigur Machet.
So he says sometimes it won't work because certain Averas might cancel.
Shema Yigur Machet. Who knows better, the doctors or this piece of Gemara?
Yeah.
I would.
You see, Yaakovina was afraid.
Yeah, but over here it says a murder gazach shalu that the secret to arichas yamim is a zuchus. It says by meherach to yamim. Look at Rashi. Rashi knew his stuff. Rashi says over here murder words.
What
zuchus? A zehu zuchus biyotcha sherach to yamim. So amal lochem. So he told them biyamai in my lifetime lo asisi beis haknesses kapan darya. I never used the beis haknesses as a shortcut. V'loy posati al roish. Let's go to the mikvah. So instead of going around
what
the
mikvah?
Side, you come into the shul and you go. Well, you want to go to the bathroom.
Oh, so that's what
you go into the shul. You come all the way down in the shul. And you go into the bathroom over here.
Yeah.
You use the shul as a shortcut to get
so
to the
destination. So you think this might be a problem, Erev Shabbos, to go
no,
through the shul?
No, because the shul. That's why it's called a shul. A shul is what is a shul? What is a shtibel? What is a shtibel? Means a room. All of our shuls
it wasn't
today.
It was at Tanai.
All
you can
of
eat there.
There's no such place in the world today that has the status of a real base sakness. Maybe the Kaisel. Maybe the Kaisel.
I know a shul like that. Adas Yerev Vino Kela. There's no eating,
Kedusha?
Drinking, yeah, but they do learning.
They don't talk. They make announcements.
But there's no mezuzah there. I don't understand it.
You're not supposed to mezuzah.
No, but they learn there. They do other things.
No one lives there. No one lives there. You know, Adarabba Shul doesn't have a real shul, doesn't have a mezuzah. In the base Hamikdash, the only reason why there was a mezuzah is because the Kohen Gadol lived there for 7 days in the chamber.
That's what it said, the Bismuth had a mezuzah?
Yeah, because of the Kohen Gadol, he lived there. There was priest for 7 days.
Yeah, okay, nice.
7 days.
For 30 days, you have to live.
No.
Oh, that's a good point. What are
you
saying?
If you
there?
Rent.
If all of your rent.
A permanent residence. The Kohen Gadol lived there for 70
But he didn't own
days.
It. It says if you own it, then you right away put him a mezuzah. He didn't own it.
Permanent residence for 70 days.
But it's a good point that he said.
Yeah, good. Okay, we have to find out. It's a good question.
You know for a fact there was a mezuzah?
Yes. Yeah. Feresh Gemara, Masechta Yoma. Or
yeah,
Yuma.
Yeah.
It's Feresh Gemara.
Okay,
next. So
am I stuck
down
there for 7 days?
No.
Should I put it on
the Diras Arai. The whole Malchus
and the Sarai. It's flimsy.
On your private jet, you have a mezuzah on your private jet?
When I get it, I'll figure it out.
So Rabbi, if Kahan out, my Rabbi told Rabbi Dasi, he was a poisek, he says, M'chuv and mezuzah.
You M'chuv and mezuzah?
On a plane, yes. Tell Elal, there's all the planes. He'll be Iker Hadid
Ginnik Bracha. He was of opinion that you need a mezuzah?
Yeah, he was a big poisek.
Yeah, Rabbi Kahana?
Yeah, he says an airplane needs a mezuzah.
You're not referring to Mayor Kahana, I'm just joking.
No. I believe he's a guy.
I met him.
Meir Kahana.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you weren't with him that night when they shot him.
Then the next, what psati al Rosh?
Vaita. Miyamai lo yasisi beis egdik abani v'lo yposati al Rosh am kolosh. I did not step on people's heads.
It looks like you're stepping.
Oh, the Gemara so Rashi says because in those that they sat on the floor, they sat on the floor.
Exactly.
So when you come late to the Shia, it would look like you're stepping on the people. So he would. So it basically means he came early to the Shia. And if he came late to the Shia, he sat outside.
Let's see this Rashi. The
Talmidim, they sat on the floor. You make very wide strides. So it should not look like you're stepping on someone's head. Now here's the main part of the Rashi. See, I think the Ikar Chosim and the Sefer will appreciate. So what's the big deal? So Nunu, that's why you live a long life. No, here's the key. Here's the clincher. Nice. If we only came to appreciate this thing, was Kedai to come tonight? Nice. Mela, therefore, what was Nafkamina? He came early. To every share. Male, therefore,
or he sat outside.
Lahakdim. Or if you come late, it's a kenas. Yoyshev loy mibachutz. That's the reason why he lived a long time. Not because he didn't want to step. It's because he had a sensitivity that it would not be derech eretz. So Nimela, the godless was that forced him to come early to the Shia.
I come late to the Shia, but I expect the Rebbe to wait for me.
He came early. You hear the Pshat of Gemara? This is not the way the Velt says.
So
the Velt says he had sensitivity to walk in their heads. No, that's why Arichas Yamim. That's not the Ari Chasyam. The Ari Chasyam is because you had sensitivity. Mimela, you always came early. Coming early? Oh, you're a whole different person.
Lenasasi kapai beloy bracha.
Okay, next. Then we go to number three. What was the third thing that I did? And this is Lenasasi kapai beloy bracha. That when I did, when I said Birchas Kehanim, I made a bracha. I made a bracha.
So what's the big chiddush?
So this is the Velt's kasha. The Velt's kasha. What's the chiddush? So there are a lot of answers, but not for now. The Gemara, Derech says that it's.
You don't know, you can't.
No, there are a lot of answers. There are a lot
terrace?
Of answers. I'm not, I don't know. Take you want to go through the answers. This is a very famous question. What do you mean? So the Gemara is al derech pshat. You want to learn the Gemara on the simplest level. Until his time, there was no bracha. It was a naya bracha. Chazal did not right away instantly. Maybe there was a bracha, there was a reshus. You know, it's like there are other brachas like this. For mashal, where does it say in the Gemara to make a bracha? Hanoisin la yoyf koyach. What does it say? Nowhere. Mecholat harukul and Shulchan Aruch does it say there's a makar.
Who instituted?
We don't know. It's a pella. Who had it come into the Nusach Atzilah?
In all the brachas, it is mana Gemara. All the brachas.
Nothing.
No.
The last one.
I'm talking about the other brachas.
No, that's the Gemara.
That's in the Gemara.
All the Gemara.
You sure? That's
the only one that's on the Gemara. Pella, right?
Later.
Pella. Yeah, who made it? Who give me a name.
So have to look up the Kutub Arich.
Okay, go look up, fine. So you see over here, Moedig Azach, that there was another, what about saying Halo and Rosh Chodesh? And Halo and Rosh Chodesh. Do you make a bracha or you say Halo and Rosh Chodesh?
Machlaikas.
Yeah.
You if you're saying whole hollow or half hollow, it's machlokes.
Only half hollow. You make half hollow.
So that's the reason the Sfardim don't.
Talking. What do you think of bracha? Who says lig bracha?
Because the machlokes, you say likra or ligmar. So therefore, if you can't say ligmar, they don't say hollow.
So but we make a bracha. Ashkenaz makes a bracha.
No, they say hollow without a bracha. The Sfar, I am.
Right.
I'm not sure.
It's a Mamshapella, right? So yeah. So it doesn't say the Gemara to make a bracha on the chatzi halal.
No.
So what do you learn from this? There are certain brachas. It's a very, very delicate topic that were instituted at a later point in time. There was a development in when brachas were established, and it could very well be that the bracha of Birchas Kehanim, there was no bracha. And the L'chaira, it's a very big cash in all the places.
Yeah, but the Gemara already mentioned what bracha you
Why make. Do you make a bracha? I know that's what came now. That's what the Gemara is saying now, that this is the time of the transition time in history of when they decided to make a bracha. And
that's the reason why he gets a Riches Yamam?
Yeah, because he held that it was that's my zchus. I am responsible for instituting in Klal Yisrael that there should be a bracha of Chaim. Because the Pella is... The Pella really is that there should not be a bracha, because anything that itself is a bracha. You don't make a bracha for a bracha. Do you make a bracha on Shemona Esrei?
I see what you're saying.
You make a bracha for Kriya Shema. There's a bracha to Daven. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to Daven every single day.
I do 19 brachas for Shemona Esrei.
But do you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Davening? There's a mitzvah to do the Amida, to Daven. Do you make a bracha? Baruch
Adonai Hashem. No, but don't forget, this is not an avoider for the Kahan.
What?
It's
a bracha.
But that's the avoider.
No, the bracha is part of it. So what? But so they make a bracha on the avoider, not on the bracha. They make a bracha on
the
avoider.
But don't forget, there's no Shema Malchus. It's a little different.
No Shema Malchus.
Baruch Hashem, there's no Shema Malchus.
There is Shema Malchus. Baruch Adonai Hashem.
No. Duchening the bracha, Birchus
Kahan. Yivorecha Hashem Yishmerecha.
But the Birchus Kahan itself, there's no Shema Malchus.
Okay, so
you can hear
what?
Why there's a
so
bracha.
So what? But it's a bracha. It's a Torah gave you the bracha. Yivorecha Hashem Yishmerecha. The Torah told you to say Amira, bracha. Shmona Esrei, you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha on Shmona Esrei, right? So why? Because you don't make a bracha on a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha.
This
that's
is the
yisod.
Only Mitzvah Esrei D'oraisa where there's a bracha. This is the only bracha that's a Mitzvah Esrei D'oraisa.
What? What are you talking about?
Show me another bracha that's
no
Mitzvah Esrei D'oraisa.
The bracha is not D'oraisa.
This bracha is Birchus Kahan is a D'oraisa.
Yivarecha is a D'oraisa.
This is the only mitzvah that's a D'oraisa. Therefore you make a bracha before. It's the only Mitzvah Esrei.
You're giving answers. What you're saying. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a taich. What's going on with the Gemara? It seems you learn the Gemara very simply. He was mechadish until his time. The Velt did not make a bracha on Birchus Kahan. They held you don't make a bracha on Birchus Kahan.
Wait, you saw this somewhere?
Yeah. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. The Torah tells you to make a bracha. Kikosavaruchu Esbnei Yisrael. When you don't make a bracha on a bracha. You make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah.
Yeah.
You don't make a bracha when you daven Shemona Esrei. So he was mechadish. No, Birchus Kahan needs a bracha. Memela, that's his schus. He gets credit for bringing into Klal Yisrael the Indian. You make a bracha on a bracha. How do you like that? Would you like to have been that person that was mechadish this halach in Klal Yisrael? He said a chiddush today before, and we saw the shir that no one ever said before. Why the teva is not going to be a mechid? Because Aaron is enem amida. That's a very choshev of art when he says that's roy lalos al shulchan malachin man malkir abanan.
Nee.
I have no doubt if he told that to the gedulei yisrael, they would be mishabech that word very much.
Nee, daf.
And you have chiddush. You gotta have real chiddush to say that part.
Nee. So my mevar, I'm
Rav Zeira. My mevar, I'm Rav Zeira. I'm Rav Chisto Asher ki deshanu b'kedusha soy shel aharoy.
I try to finish.
Okay, that's the bracha. Ki akar kari my omar. Now some kohanim do the when the kohanim when they finish after they finish saying when they I'm sorry, akar kari my omar.
What do you mean akar kari my omar?
When they hear it say, they're supposed to do this. Is that when the shliach tzibah begins and the chazar sashatz ritzei. It's say Hashem Elokei v'yam chesol v'shul osam. When they so the Okar is supposed to now begin to make their ascent to the Duchan. When they begin to make the ascent, they're supposed to say a prayer. It's in the article Siddur. What is the prayer? My.
In middle of Chazor Hashatz.
Yes.
Okay.
When the Kohanim hear the Shliach say Hashem Elokei v'yam chesol Yisrael
v'shul osam.
They hear it. Hashem Elokei v'shul osam. Our bracha. What bracha? Yivarecha.
Kohanim.
Shetzivi sonu levarchas amcha yishol. Lo yehei ba michshol v'oven. There should be no michshol, and they should include baruch atah Hashem. Then they include, and then they should be mechavein that the end of the bracha should coincide with the shliach tzivut saying, amachazir shechina solitzion rusha ischol levatcha b'yir navod. Let's look in the sidur.
We have here
a prayer book over here.
What stumbling and what oven are they going to be doing?
Ooh, you're saying very, very
good.
No,
I'm talking about this.
I'll tell you the answer. The answer is that when they have kavana, they should have the right kavanas. When they say yivarechacha, they should not be thinking the kavanas of Yoya. Because if you mess it up, you mach them.
When is the Gemara going to say it?
Pashat. Pash, here, look. Here's Hebrew.
I never noticed. That's what we say.
So when as soon as he would say, the Kohanim are supposed to start saying this.
I never noticed that. I never paid attention.
That's interesting. The avoin klal
me'atah,
the adolam. You're supposed to make that when you say the words me'atah, the adolam should conclude with the same time when the shliach tzibur says, "Hatoyv shemkol luchanu
elohim."
The Gemara says this, so that when the tzibur answers amen for hatoyv shemkol luchanu elohim, the amen is also going on.
So they're supposed to end up drop earlier in order to amen.
No, same time.
Simultaneously, then say amen.
The meis and nefesh. You're saying very good. They're giving up on their ability to answer amen for the cloud. They're taking one.
But yet they say amen.
No, they don't answer on their own bracha.
They just end the same, oh, I got it.
Same time. So the Shliach Tzibur says,
are you sure they do a dafkin not to answer amen?
Yes.
Yesh
noyhagin.
Shachaz
lam elokeinu
b'lachash. I never
looked at this. This is a different thing over here.
I never noticed the Yerotzon here.
No, that's not down over here. Okay, they're supposed to say, b'maz the same kahal v'akoyhanim. What do they have the kahanim? Amen?
Wow.
No, that's a mistake. Those are toss at fuss. I have a couple arts calls. Okay, we have to email. You want to send an email?
Nee.
You want to email this?
Okay, let's finish
the arts call. Get the city of Vilna, the Sabbath city, let's see what it says over there. I bet you it doesn't say this. They're very accurate. You have to be behind over there instead of there.
Nee, next.
So look at the more. You hear it's a little bit of a Shetzibisanu l'vorech asamcha yishol lo yihei bo michshol v'avoin.
But it doesn't say me'atzvah do'ilam, does it say?
Michshol, you're saying a good point. You're saying very good. Okay, Rashi's going to say what I just told you. Okay, well, let's go vayita. V'chi mahadar apeh mitzibur. Now, when they finish, did you ever know this? When they finish doing birchas koyam, after they finish, when the shliach tzibur says, sim shalom, the koyam is supposed to say nocha tzvila. And they finished their tefillah together with the Kohen. When they turn their face from the Tzibur, my Omar, what do they say when they finish? Adberei Rav Chista Rav Ukva. Adber means he guided him. He taught him what to say.
The Darash.
We boy noy shaloyim. Asinu masha gazarta leinu. It's a very short gazarta. Gazarta. Giving a bracha is a gazera. She gazarta. A gazera has a mashmois. A mashmois of churban. She gazarta leinu. Asay imanu ma. Do the smash if tachtanu hashkifa nimoin kashicha min hashamayim. Right? So
can we see this Rashi? Rashi says something.
We're going to do the Rashi. We're going to do the Rashi right now. Okay, look. This is very important. I'm telling you.
Where's the tefillah that the Kohanim say while Simshon?
Kohanim.
Oh, wow.
After.
Unbelievable. Then they turn their back.
And then they finish. They finish the shalom. Now after they all amen, and then the shliach seems as simshalom.
They say this. But we say this quickly after the.
You ever say this? I never say this.
I said all year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But because, wow. but Yom Tov, everybody says that. You don't say it.
Nah. Too lazy. So the Kohanim, they say this. I used to really daven once upon a time, you know?
You told me this.
I don't gather.
So it's interesting.
Dina
Gemara, the Kohanim say this.
Yes, Dina the Gemara.
Asinu
Mashe Gozarto Aleinu. Avata asay money kama shiftachtanu. Ashkihifa. The money kashkol shalom dechasan chayso vizol vizol vashem shalomdanu. Chashen shalom seinu. Eretz zavas chaludvash. Is supposed to end off. Eretz zavas chaludvash. Amen. Amen. The tziva, when you answer amen to Rav Avrechas Moshe Vashlom, they're supposed to be mechavel at the end of the Vash, and we answer amen. When you answer amen on the word shalom, you also answering amen to their
Shabbakasha. I'm going to ask a question.
Now, you don't believe me? Look at the Rashi. Rashi is going to give you all the details now to prove my whole point over here to you. And there's really more things, but I'm afraid we're going to run out of time. So I want to show you the Rashi, because Rashi is very
easy. Let's just learn this from Chava Apin Mitzaburai.
Okay.
You should join it from Chaisa.
Okay. I read it already.
No, you didn't.
Which we're up to now? We're talking about.
Kibhada Apen Segura.
Where are you reading from? I did it.
The last Rashi.
I did that. Not that Rashi. Forget about the Rashi. The next
one.
No, I'm not doing that Rashi. That's not what I want to go do. Next. Another little shit one.
I'm an Al-Chisa.
Ein akayel mevushav luchav kishes voisem ad sheyachshu pneim min amenatzibur.
What does that mean?
When they spread out their hands, can you do this? Can you know how to do this?
No.
Can you do it?
No.
Right. So they open their eyes. So they go.
That's called kishretz mutzam.
And then so they're supposed to like let go and put. So they're supposed to keep their hands like this until they turn around.
When they
keep their hands open the way it's supposed to be
until
after they turn around.
Oh,
they say shalom. They're not allowed to put their hands down. They're not allowed to close their fingers
until after
they have to turn around about face, and then they can close their fingers.
What's the reason? I don't know.
Okay, now Nigmar. Now I want to read this Rashi. Rashi is moiridik. Moiridik. Okay, yesh lulmoy. Look. Yeah, but you don't have a Rashi like this whole shot.
I don't have this Rashi.
Rashi lam tesam. I'm an aleph yesh lulmoy. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lines after it gets wide.
Show me.
Yesh lulmoy. Rashi. After it gets small.
What's the Dibra Maschel?
Yesh lulmoy. It's in the middle of the Rashi. Yesh 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesh lulmot.
Yeah, but we haven't learned that Rashi yet. Okay.
Yesh lulmot. It's a looping. I have a dot in my way.
Yesh lulmot. Bekan.
Remember, Rashi has shpos hakolmos. Rashi put his kolmos on the page. You know this? He put his pen and it wrote by itself.
Okay.
A driverless pen. Not a driverless car. He put his pen on the page.
A Tesla pen.
And it wrote by itself.
Well, let's go. Yesh lulmot bekan.
Yesh lulmot bekan. Say the Nesias kapayim kachu.
Oiker
the erish to zachis. Oiker ragla ba'avoidon mekoymoy. When the shliach tzibur says the word ritzei, the kohanim begin to make their ascent.
Right.
They have to be oiker ragla.
The bar lifnei ha'teva.
And they come in front of the table. You have to appreciate this. In the time of Chazal, there was no Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh was the Bima. The Bima had in storage the Sefer. They put the Sefer in the Bima. They didn't put the Sefer Torah in like we have today. So the Bima, they stood in front of the Bima. Because the Bima was the Aron HaKodesh. They kept the Sefer Torah in the Bima. You hear the words? Okay, so where are they standing? In front of the Bima.
Yeah.
Okay? We all mixed up today because we have an Aron HaKodesh, we have a Bima. No, they only had a teva, a box.
Umispalom.
As they make their ascent, they say that Yihiratzon, that we looked about. They make Yihiratzon.
Yeah.
Yihiratzon. Shetei bracha, the bracha that we do should be good and it should be not known over the Mikshal, Kidil El. Umarich.
Marich
ba. Never came to it. Umarich, and they should be marich. Umarich.
No. They were marich the bracha.
In the Yihirat sign.
Ad shetich l'amein.
Ad shetich l'amein shel chaydom mipi ha-tzibur. Until the tzibur says amein. So that goes to show that the art scroll, l'choyra, made a mistake. Because it says they should be marich until the tzibur says amein.
Oh, I see.
So how then can it say over here, kal v'kohanim?
Oh, I see. That's
you see that?
Yeah.
Good kash on the art scroll.
V'shlich tzibur koyer kohanim.
Okay, it's a gval v'kash.
He says kohanim.
I don't know what means. V'shliach tzibur koyer, v'shliach tzibur.
Im shnaim hemi v'yapzim.
V'shliach
tzibur. He announced kohanim.
Then they, right, so here it says in the Rashi that the shliach tzibur koyer kohanim im shnaim hemi.
As opposed to
the Shabbos. If there are two kohanim, we learn on Shabbos, there are two kohanim. You have to have, in order to say, Koyhanim, you have to have at least two Koyhanim. And notice Rashi is holding like the sheet that you don't say this. Elokeinu, look, you see this? Elokeinu? Do you say when you daven? Does the Shul seem to say Elokeinu this whole Elokeinu?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No. So in Eretz Yisrael, no one says it.
Oh, yeah, told me
that. No one says it. In Chutz Li'aretz, some do, some don't. Look what it says in the art scroll. Yesh noyhagim, shachaz noymer Elokeinu, belachash, quietly, until he gets the word koyhanim. Abalachash adubana, koyhanim bekolom, ad, I'm just going to say, belachash. The yesh noyhagim, that the chaz doesn't say this.
Let's finish Rashi.
Liyad koyhanim. The kama kilos are not called the chutzim koyhanim.
Let's finish Rasha quickly.
Okay. So they says the shlech tzibur says
koyhanim.
Im yachru. Let's say there's only one koyhanim shul.
Ain
koyhanim. The who, but the koyhanim on his own. The who, the koyhanim on his own is machzor upon of the el by himself. Kiviyah by dem leel. Leechad ain koyhanim koyhanim. Uch shahalah diber mipia koyhanim. Uch shakala. And then you have to wait. Yeah, the Kohanim are not allowed to say Baruch Atah until the Shliach Tzibur finishes enunciating the word Kohanim. Then Ushakila Diber Mipiakore, then Mivorach Asher Kiddushan. And after the Kohanim finished the bracha, then maskilim bebracha.
Baruch
Ucha Shekile Amen Achad and Mipiyat Tzibur. As we learned a few days ago, let's say in shul there's a litvak and he goes Amen, a very long Amen. You have to wait for him, right? They turn around. They turn around after they make the bracha, and they bend their hands. And if you notice, Rashi over here is telling you it's possible, not like what we do today. Rashi is telling you that they turn around after the bracha. After that, what we do today, the Kohanim turn around in the middle of the bracha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean facing us?
They start today halacha l'maisa. They start making the bracha facing the yard, and then at the very end of the bracha, they turn around before they finish the bracha.
And Rashi says,
Svakeruch shekile amen. Look what it says. When they finish the amen, acharon mipiat sidur, hein. Then they machzirin peneim. Turn around.
That's after Birchus Kohanim.
No, after the Omer of the Brocha.
Oh, I see. Okay, start. Shkoyach.
Hey. 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 Hello.
Can I have my setter back?
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.